Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
Art, who plays Chimera. Do you have a second?
And...
I'm not doing the second names this time.
Okay. Evening, or... Yeah, whatever.
Afternoon, whatever the fuck it is at this point. And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Question of the day today comes from Rob.
Rob's question of the day is, what other kind of builds were you thinking for Cape School?
Yeah, I had a bard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plans got changed.
Yes. But.
Same power sets, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You also had the duplication power set at one point.
Yeah, I was considering the duplication power set instead of the plants.
Such a pain in the ass. That would have been.
Mm-hmm. I had quite a few different builds. I settled on the Magitek to be more focused on, well, what our group was kind of missing, the intelligence. Mm-hmm. And tanking robot. Our summons kind of cover the tanking now.
That do be how it is sometimes. All right, Natalie?
I had the cooler version in my brain, but Paul said that it couldn't work. So it was...
There was a druid?
I wanted to be a druid that shot arrows, that could turn into an animal, that had animal sidekicks, and that I definitely had an arrow, bow and arrow, and there was something else. And then I tried to make a weapon that the arrow, every time I pulled out an arrow from the quiver... It had different stats each time, and Paul said, "The fuck no," and then we made this.
One build was a druid.
Yeah,
and it was
that was it.
It was pretty good.
I wanted to change into an animal.
Exactly, but then you figured you said you wanted to fight not as an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the druid build was pretty interesting, but she wanted to be able to fight. As not a bear?
No, just say it that I asked for too many things.
Yeah, she asked for like three characters worth of abilities, and I managed to shove in.
And
two.
It was way too many. And he said one day he just was like, "Just write down list by as a list what you want this character to do, and I will attempt to make it." And it was like 9 different things, and Paula said. Absolutely not.
I think I got 7 of the 9.
Mm.
So you didn't get the animal transformation. Everything else she got, though.
And I don't have my cool bow and arrow.
That's a later thing.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. So that was a good question of the day. I like it. Mm-hmm. Recap from last time. You guys did an assessment where there was burning buildings, and you handled it. And you did second best after the guy who has water powers. So you did fine.
That's because I rolled too good. I rolled too good.
Hmm?
I rolled too good.
Yeah, you did. The 19 really screwed you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gave your guys a rating like a 17. So anybody did better than that beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had the 2 failures.
Hi.
It's okay.
Were you both of those?
The tech failure at the start.
Yeah. By the way, the fire suppression system would have turned off the fire in the top 2 floors. You would have just had to deal with the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled to see how many floors it would have. It would help. It would have been perfect. You could have just done it again. A disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, today is... It's the weekend. And rather than giving you guys free rein... You're all told to gather at, they call it the campground, but you don't camp there. There's pretty wide open space. There's a bunch of picnic tables when you arrive. And, like picnic tables with like nice chair, no, like benches and stuff like that. And like a traditional campground. You see there's an archery range off to one side or like a firing range kind of thing. For powers or bows and arrows or blasters, you see there's like cooking pits. Some like three of which are manned, like 2 of which are manned, and then the rest of like 3 or 4 of them are not. And when you get when you arrive, all the teams are there, and it looks, you know, the teachers all kind of, the mentors all kind of gather up and say, "All right, guys, here's the deal. This is not, hold on. This school is not was not put together so that you guys could become your own little private armies. You need to work together. Yes, you're competing with each other, but once you leave this place, these are going to be the people you call upon to save your lives, and you need to treat them like that. So today is mandatory bonding time. Yes, you're 5 years old again, and yes, we're forcing you. Teams pair up, and if there's a team who doesn't get picked, we will assign them to somebody else. So figure the fuck out. That was one of the
get other your fucking life together.
That was one of the other mentors who I will not find the name of at this point. It sounds like an O'Malley thing to say. Mm-hmm. So, and there are three teams who are kind of like leaning, you know, they're looking at you guys, but they're not walking over. And that is teams 3, 4, and 6.
That are?
They're kind of looking at you guys like, mm-hmm. like eyeballing, like, hey, maybe we want to walk over. And they're kind of eyeballing each other. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if they don't go to you, they'll go with each other.
Mm-hmm. Want to do 3 because they're our best competition right now. Just so we get to know them better and maybe glean some insight on them.
And team four is especially, Ashley is staring at Chimera with, like, I want to say, like, a curious and, like, almost wicked eye. Like, you almost wonder why. And you can also discuss briefly with each one, like, to decide if you want to go a certain way. You can ask her why she's staring at you if you want to. Just in case.
But in a not, like, creepy way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or not strange kind of way, like, why are you staring at me?
No, that's, I'm going to be up close and front and honest. And so I'll start with that.
Oh, I heard a rumor that you were investigating the structure of the academy. I want in.
Oh.
Her power is the inventor. Her cape name is Blueprint.
Okay. That should be fun.
Okay.
Pebbles, the Kaylee, she's not really much of a talker at all. And then August McTavish, August, his cape name's Animator. And he's just kind of sitting on a drawing tablet. So you really would only be talking to Ashley. She also says, hey, if you want to not talk with us, that's fine. Just grab me after and we'll talk.
Oh my gosh.
So who is
Ashley Thomas, a.k.a. Blueprint.
All right. And then what were the other two groups that was looking at us?
I'm going to put that one away.
3 and 6.
3 and 6. 6 is the two-man team of Caden Sparks, a.k.a. Caden Yu, a.k.a. Sparks, with lightning powers, and Edward Shealy, a.k.a. Pipes, or Barbershop, with Siren Song. And then the last one that's looking at you is Victoria Tori Snow, a.k.a. Snowfall, Robert Bobby Ho, a.k.a. Hobie Ho, with Hydrokinesis, and Victoria Red Barbosa, a.k.a. Captain Crusher.
Yeah, I have no problems with that.
Yeah. Looks like we're doing 4.
I'm surprised. Okay. I had already put them away.
Thank you. Or 3. Or
no, it's okay. I've got it right here. There's 4.
Who are you expecting us to go with?
3. Hard 3. Actually, 6 as well, because they're down to 2. I figured you want to, like, commiserate for a bit, but not really. So 6 was a long shot. It was 3. I was pretty sure you were going to go 3. Okay, good. So
we outguessed them.
So yeah, Ashley like pulls up a table and she's like sits down on it and she pulls out a holographic.
We're gonna get kicked out.
She pulls up a holographic map of the campus, and she says, "It doesn't make any sense."
What? Like, there's nothing outside the walls.
I assume there's some kind of hologram projector stopping us from seeing what's out there.
The plants don't feel out there either.
What?
Yeah. The plants don't feel out there either.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think there's anything out there.
But they told us we're like in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, exactly.
Because we are in the middle of nowhere.
What do you mean?
There's nowhere out there.
And Pebbles, in a very stern voice, says, "This is
sure it's not gravelly."
No, very like.
I swear.
There's the walls stop. It's a dome down there, a flattened dome.
Well, my first thought was we were in a pocket dimension, but no, I think we're actually still here.
How would you know? Who do you know who's done pocket dimensions? Can I talk to them? I would love to.
I've done only preliminary research into this. I've not really talked to too many people.
And August kind of looks.
I had a good arcana roll.
Yeah, August kind of looks at you guys and says, "This place is artistically designed. It's not.
I go sculpted.
This is not made by the modern design, by modern architects. Not blah, 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 blah. This was not designed by modern architects. This is older or newer, but it's not." He says the styles are all wrong. That's not right. That's not right. You know, like they don't make sense for modern sensibilities.
I look over to Chimera Safe.
And if you can roll me an insight check for August real quick.
All of us?
Yeah.
I really need to retire this die again. I use this die to roll poor for them.
15 plus 5.
They are very uncomfortable in their own skin. To the point where they like don't look at reflections of themselves.
Yeah.
At all. Anything shiny they avoid looking at. Mm. Just something you notice as you talk to them for the next few minutes.
What was that?
That's August McTavish, a.k.a. Animator.
Is this the same day as the fire drill?
No, this is the Saturday after.
Okay.
You're told you're going to socialize and like it. You see that Team 11 got tacked on to Team 3. That got tacked on to the group of Team 3 and 3 and 6. And they are not having a good time.
Are we allowed to cast spells right now?
Yeah, you see people like playing with fire and stuff like that, like another group, so.
I cast up Detect Magic.
The ground is magical. It looks like it's reinforced. And, like, there's
I'm specifically looking at Team 4.
Your team? Pebbles has some kind of protective magic on, like a protective ability that's active. Blueprint, the hologram projector is not natural. It's probably Magitech that she's operating. Or maybe it's a holo projector that's putting her power through it. Because she's manipulating with her finger to like way too much for a regular hologram projector. That's a little bit of magic. And you see that there is a pin in the smock of August that has like a mild magic to it.
Okay, then follow up with identify.
You have to touch it to identify.
Huh. That'll make it interesting. And my performance is a plus 2, so no.
It's your sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand is a plus 2. It's not going to happen.
Natalie, what are you doing?
What was Pebble's name again?
Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-E-E, Woodward. And she doesn't speak up again unless you speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's been very. She had one thing to speak, one thing to say, and she's just kind of like got not resting bitch face, but resting I don't give a fuck what you think face. You know, very taciturn, not much for talking. If she says something, it matters.
I think I go sit by Animator.
Also, her suit is Kaylee's suit is gray, a gray field with black spots. Not that that's relevant to you, but. Animator's is a painter smock with splattered paint pattern on it. And Ashley Thomas, aka Blueprint, is a blueprint pattern of blues and whites. And when she creates something with her powers, the blueprint changes to match what that is. Which is an upside and a downside, because it tells your opponent what you made, and how it might be break it. But it also is really cool, and she was willing to take that risk. So you're gonna go sit around by animator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, August is kind of like doesn't lean away, but doesn't really lean in.
Well, duh, I would guess not.
Mm-hmm.
What's he drawing?
He is drawing. It looks like he's drawing a field of flowers. And there is Chris, is drawn in art, like a very beautiful artistic rendition of Chris, is like making the flowers bloom. It's really good. It's like, you'd put that shit on the wall for sure. Like, mm-hmm. You'd frame it and put it on the wall.
Can I see if I could like streamline his device to make him work a little bit more smoother?
It's not digital. It's paper. It's pen and paper. It's a multicolored pen. Like, he has a pocket that has a bunch of pens in it that he's pulling out. And it's like every stroke is like perfectly lined up. It's like, it's gorgeous. All the while, Chimera and Blueprint are commiserating about how they're going to fucking figure out how this goddamn academy was put together.
Are any of like the teachers like, what the fuck are these two talking about?
No.
Good.
Actually, it looks like Bridget's leading them away from you guys.
Oh, good.
Girl. She knows what you're looking for, and she can't tell you the answer, but she's not gonna stop you from figuring it out.
Awesome.
All right.
Don't I have a blueprint that I can show her?
When
I went to the library, didn't I get a blueprint or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the blueprint of the tower. The public areas of the tower.
Would she be interested in that?
Ashley, absolutely. She could also go get it herself, but maybe she didn't think to.
Mm-hmm. I show her.
She says, "That's really cool." She can I scan that real quick?
Yeah.
Do we just want what languages do we speak together again?
I believe it was French.
I'm almost sure it's French and ASL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took ASL too.
Okay, we both have it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I tried to subtly mention to Art using ASL that actually, no, French should be a little bit more, should be a little less common than ASL.
Correct. Assuming you know where they're from.
Yep.
And you haven't asked, so.
I will mention in French, should we mention the safe and time travel? Maybe suggest this place is from the future, or do we keep that under our hat? As I'm trying to also code it in French as well.
Mm-hmm.
August's ears perk up, but he doesn't say anything.
Oh.
No, because I don't think that's true. I don't remember what other languages you speak.
Abyssal, ASL, Common, French, Chinese, Polish.
Oh, okay.
Infernal, and Native American.
I think I'm going to respond to you in Chinese and go, should we talk about the other things we found?
Any responses from the peanut gallery?
When you speak in Mandarin...
Shit.
Let me roll a quick deception check.
Versus insights.
Oh, baby bait. Fuck yeah.
It's on you.
Could I roll?
Yeah, of course.
Insight?
Yeah.
I got an 11.
Beats me. I got an 8 total.
14?
You have no fucking idea.
Damn it.
You don't notice anything? Yeah, continue. But I left the least secret information up on this one, on the one. Ashley Thomas, you know everything about her at this point.
Okay.
She's kind of elitist about creatives being superior, and she likes to design and build buildings. And she's trying to look into the academy. that's the special shit she has. She was my most plain, one of my most plain Jane characters. But she's also like two of the most one of the most interesting. So
yeah.
So I guess the question then becomes: do we? I'm doing this in French.
I'm rotating between our three. three out of our four.
You haven't tried ASL yet, to be fair. None of, maybe they all three have Mandarin, French, and ASL.
What about Q?
If he wants to come to it, it's up to him.
Q?
Because
I don't know. I feel like that would be breaking his trust of me.
No, that's fine. But
I understand. I think once we get to know her more, then we can for sure bring him. But I don't know about right now, just because he's already just so skittish about other people.
Okay.
All right. Even when Bridget comes by, he runs away.
Until we can fully trust her.
I did relay that she seems to be in the up and up with Joker.
Who?
Bridget.
Yeah.
You guys were all together for that.
Well, yeah.
I'm just reminding her because I felt like you're missing that.
That's true.
So does Ashley's power allow her to actually be able to scan areas?
Or? Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she says right now she can scan anything up to 30 foot on the side and get its exact like dimensions and everything inside. And she thinks if she had a way to amp her powers up, she could do something bigger. But this, like she said, she tried to do the academy and it was just overwhelmed her senses. She couldn't handle it.
What are we talking in?
Doesn't matter. You're speaking in a language.
And we both have all the languages.
I was probably asking her about her abilities and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's ever scanned a tree? It's not asking about the tree.
Yes.
But do you think that she's ever tried to scan a tree?
That's. I was thinking the same thing.
She says, no, my powers don't really work on trees. I mean, I see them for the materials they are, but that's about it. Oh, by the way, where are you guys from?
I'm from Florida.
Good.
To put a slight accent to it. Sweetwater.
And you, Mr. Chris?
I'm from Bend, Oregon.
You mean Oregon? Mm-hmm. If you're from it, it's Oregon, not Oregon. Yeah. And you?
California.
Explains the accent. Okay.
What about you three?
What the fuck kind of accent do I have?
We're actually all from Illinois. Ashley says, I'm from Wheaton. August says Oak Park. And Kaylee says that she's from Antioch.
Oh, are those close to Chicago?
Pretty close.
She's the furthest from Illinois. That's the way I can make the joke.
This is much smarter than what I was doing. Hell yeah. Non-secret information uncovered. Secret covered. The best. As I lay out my note cards.
Paul, I literally can't even read them.
Yeah, none of us can from here.
I have so much shit on these cards that you guys would fuck up plot lines if you saw them.
Did they have any hint of accent? Besides the Midwestern accent? / Chicago accent? Make us feel like we should insight them telling us where they're from.
The big one you get is that Athena / Mirage already picked up on it. August's mannerisms and the way they speak are very demure,
mm-hmm.
very reserved, and slightly effeminate.
Yeah. I call out Murphy.
He's just sitting on the table.
I thought he would sit by the flowers, be like, or lay down, and he says, draw me like one of your friends, girls.
That's funny as hell. Yes, he does that. And August kind of smiles and then, you know, rolls to the next page in his sketchbook and gets to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he talks in English, doesn't he?
No, he asked you to say it because he doesn't want them to know.
Oh, can you draw my cat? But he is in the draw me like one of your French girls.
Understood. You speak to animals, right?
Yes.
So he wants. Okay, got it. I can do that. Mm-hmm. It's very animated for a while as he draws.
Mm-hmm.
Animator is animated. What?
Wait. So then there would be two Murphys.
Can draw it to life. He doesn't have to.
Do. Got it. Okay. Don't do that.
And make a quick perception check. It's a hard DC, but I'll give you a shot at it.
15 total. Oh, 16. No, 17 total.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. I forgot to add my proficiency.
It feels like fucking Pathfinder. You're like, hold on, let me find another number. Oh.
23.
As he flips through his sketchbook, you catch a glimpse of a person who looks almost identical to him, just female. And it's weird because everything else is a picture of a building or an animal or something like that. And you've seen him in fights, like touch an animal he drew and like flick it into the air, and mm-hmm. it becomes like that creature,
right,
to fight. So it's odd. It's photorealistic. Which is kind of out of character because it's a lot of very animated style in there. Or very exaggerated, you know? Mm. But that's photorealistic.
We won't say anything. And we will wait for them to say something. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I will wait.
Do you mention anything? Because you're the only one who saw it.
Yeah, I'm gonna... I guess I will not ask about it.
And he kind of clams up. He says, "Yeah, it's just a drawing. Don't worry about it."
Insight.
Lies. Absolute yes, lies.
Obviously.
Bullshit lies. And the team looks at you like, in Mandarin, Pebble says, "We know. It's a problem, and they don't know what to do."
Wow, Paul! Thanks for making it so serious.
Uh-huh. This was one of the, this was like this particular, you've realized what this is at this point, correct?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. This person is from a hyper-religious family. They don't know what to do. I was giving you guys an opportunity to be, you know, the heroes of the story if you wanted to try and figure out how to help.
I mean.
The thing is, magic is real.
Right.
Like, you're in a place where if they figured out they didn't want to be who they are,
mm-hmm.
it could be fixed.
Right.
But convincing them that that's okay is where you're at.
Right.
And maybe it isn't something you talk about here.
Right. We
probably wouldn't. But no. Now that you know.
Right.
And their team is definitely, we totally understand. This is, we've been trying to convince them for months.
Mm-hmm.
No luck. And that's all from Pebbles, who spoke, like I said, very sternly, but very to the point.
In Mandarin.
In Mandarin. Which is hard to do in Mandarin, actually. It's hard to be mm-hmm. very to the point in Mandarin. That's why their contracts are written in English. It's so wishy-washy as a language. Mm.
I do remember you telling me that.
It's a weird historical fact that's actually still relevant. But as if to, you know, kind of like push that over for a bit, inventor Ashley says, "Okay, so what I want to do, you guys want to come with me to the wall? I tried scanning it, but I got caught."
Yeah, my suspicions are the wall's being monitored.
Well, yeah,
No, I'm telling you, the wall's monitored. I'm hoping you can help me distract it. Distract whatever's monitoring.
I have another suggestion.
Okay.
That may give us a little bit more insight about what's going on here.
Listen.
So let's go over to the forest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's by the forest. You
can, we're gonna.
Are we allowed to like ditch this?
Yeah, they're basically like your mentors will tail you.
Oh. We wink at.
Bridget, because you know.
Bridget, cool. Murphy's like, what about my painting?
August is still like drawing vigorously.
All right.
It looks good so far. How good? It's like top tier. You're going to want to frame this shit.
Fantastic.
All right. So as we're heading over to the wall, we're going to walk by the fake tree.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go, so what can you tell me about the ground around here?
Are you so smooth?
I can't really.
Just try it. Trust me.
Pebbles is like, there's something very solid beneath our feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get an idea.
No. There's no dirt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's a void.
Yes.
And Ash is like, there's what? And she like scans her scanning ability. What?
Tree's not real.
Speak friend and enter.
But why though?
That's why I wanted to find out what you guys could tell us about this.
I mean,
is it connected to anything else?
I don't know. I mean, you want to take us into that? Is there, you know how to get in?
No.
I don't know that it.
I think they have to find their own way Pebbles in. Says,
I mean, I could break my way in. I could probably just go through.
Yeah, probably, but you don't necessarily want to break what's in there.
Her class is brute. Just brute. Aries.
I think it has something to do with what's going on with where we're at, but I'm not exactly sure why and where.
Interesting. And like Ashley just like starts pouring over the base of the tree, and eventually it does light up, and there's three little people symbols. What the fuck is this?
It's like a test.
Three unfilled in meeples, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have given away your biggest advantage to another team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Yes.
I mean, then again, it isn't like one of your direct competitors.
Is this team part of the Clash?
No.
Oh. I'm more okay with this.
Wow! Incredible. I agree 100% though. I feel like they're fairly harmless. But also Paul could be in his head going, and they not, I'm suspecting a thing. These are actually the bad guys at the end.
Could be.
He could.
The alternative is only one of them is really combat oriented.
Exactly.
And they could die. Yeah. And then it'd be our fault.
They're more.
They are not combat oriented. Pebbles. No. Is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Only one of them is really.
The one.
The other two. Mm-hmm. I mean, August, Jar to Light, animator will summon like a creature that.
Gee, I know what he would summon.
There's a picture of a T-Rex in there.
Well, I was also going to say there's also a picture of a cat.
Why would I want that when I have a T-Rex?
That's true.
He doesn't know. Well, does anyone know that?
Yeah, they've seen Murphy shapeshifter.
Change, okay.
But I've got a T-Rex and a Triceratops. I like dinosaurs.
Cool.
I like dinosaurs. Kind of like looks.
Let's
away.
Just say it's a test, and they don't hold their punches.
God, I gotta summon the dinosaur before the test starts.
I don't know that that's allowed.
As soon as you walk in, the door locks and they pop out. So as soon as he comes in.
And look for traps.
And you see Ash say, I'm not dumb.
I'm just letting you know without.
My power's really good at figuring that out.
Which one is saying this?
Ashley.
Blueprint.
Yeah.
Who can. Put the thing inside a cube and know its exact dimensions and like how it was built. It's like a cheat code for finding traps.
Mm-hmm. So what's it say about the tree then?
It's too big.
How was it built?
And it was grown.
How long does it take for them to figure
it? It's bioorganic. It's biomechanical. It's biotechnomagical. It was grown as a technomagical as a magitech item. And then when its life ended, it became solidified to become what it is. Which, by the way, that is news to you. Mm-hmm. You didn't sense anything biological about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore.
Remember, we shared you one of our biggest secrets about this.
And we shared one of ours, and they look, and that's Pebbles. Mm-hmm. Like, with, and like, look, glares at you three. Like, and if you hurt them, I will find a way to end you. As Pebbles being dead fucking serious. Like, she is 5'4" of, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Man, that's short.
Yes, you are.
Shut up!
Before they go in, I do try to give guidance to Pebbles. Just to help.
Nod.
Yeah.
That's called rolling for initiative.
Mm-hmm. We want Pebbles to go first.
Let's see how that fight goes real quick. Just for me.
Three rolls of 3d20. Four rolls. Five?
That's pretty good. We're running pretty well. Okay. You see Pebbles walks out with a bit of a limp about 5 minutes later. August looks, their smock is slightly torn. Actually, no, it's a suit, so it's slowly healing itself right even now. Animator has the hugest shit-eating grin. I'm sorry. Blueprint has the biggest shit-eating grin as she walks in with a book. Walks out with a book. And it says, Designs of Egypt. This is so old. And it's in ancient Egyptian. I can't read it, but I'm going to learn how.
So the question then becomes, where did this place come from?
By the way, Pebble heals 12 points.
You get like an up nod and then like a chuck in the shoulder. It hurts a lot.
18 strength.
Any of the other ones injured?
No. The only one, it looks like there's like the remainder of ink splatters kind of on their feet from the and the summons getting blasted.
Okay.
You guys actually fight kind of similarly in that you have a bunch of summons and then you handle your own shit.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys are very similar now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does Pebbles have does she still look a little injured?
Yeah.
I have more healing than just that.
I'll go ahead and do the healing word.
She's down about 10 more, maybe.
Which I believe is a D4, if I remember right.
Yeah, where it is D4, yep. Plus mod.
So, 8?
Yeah, she's doing just fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Drevara Institute. Or consortium.
Her consortium.
And,
I don't want to do any searches for it, because I don't know where it's from.
So, actually, you guys can roll history. I don't know if I read your roll to see if you know what that was. Did you guys roll at the time if you know what it was or no?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Oh, I did. It was a stupidly high check. You guys all failed. I remember now. So I'm going to roll for them. No. Unless you've been looking it up, in which case there's a whole different thing you got to do. This is for Pebbles. This might be relevant. This is for Animator. This is the one you want to roll high for Ashley. 13 plus 10. Nope. However, the plus 6 from Pebbles, and Pebbles' face goes like white as a sheet.
So what is it? You obviously know something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so my family is from... She's got like an ivory complexion. She's probably Middle Eastern or Mediterranean. My family is from Egypt. And there are... I gotta write that down. Actually, fun fact for you, Art. Do you know who her ancestor is?
I'm gonna guess Granite.
So
you said Egypt... I figured granite.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I had that as like a fun aside for you guys. Because Granite was one of the potential mentors. If you guys had picked him, that they would have met. So she looks around at you guys is there any reaction between you? Or is it more like just eager, like want to know?
Waiting.
Want to know.
Okay. There's a very old blade that's been passed down through our line that has a word that our ancestor finally came back to us a few years ago. And he said it says Dravara on it. It's an old spear blade, but it doesn't dull at all.
Okay.
It's 2,000 years old, and it's as sharp as the day it was forged. And it was passed down, through our entire family to hold on to it because it also can't be destroyed. It's damn near indestructible.
Okay.
Impossibly sharp, impossibly strong.
So...
But that's all I know. I mean, I recognize the name because I'd seen it before. Because I'd heard it before.
It still doesn't explain where this place came from.
Yep.
Wherever it came from, it's old.
Yeah, I would agree. And they all kind of like nod in agreement. And August goes back to drawing.
And there goes that idea of this coming from the future.
opposite.
So, other than that, you guys, they have a slight advantage going forward, but...
Yeah, I mean, yes, but no. Where, like, Pebbles kind of looks to the side, and Ashley, a.k.a. Blueprint, says, hey, we're not really fighters. We're some of the best search and rescue, or...
Improviser.
Improvisation is our thing. But we're not there to duke it out. We're there to get people, save them, and leave.
Yeah.
We're never going to survive if this school values raw combat potential over
Yeah, that's always been my creativity. Problem with what's going on here.
Well, so Ashley leans in conspiratorially, like, gets in real close. So I talk with my mentor about it, and he said that this first semester is what they're calling a crucible. They want to see if people can handle it, and then we're going to get a bunch of more creative solution kind of things later, because once they prove we have the grunt, we'll be able to push through and do the more finesse work. We're just trying to finish the semester.
Yeah, but the problem with it is all they're teaching people is to just brute force things through rather than...
I mean, the fire challenge wasn't so much brute forcing.
Yes, but there's a lot of people that they're grooming towards being the brute force.
And I've been told, well, I may or may not have stolen, borrowed.
Acquired.
That's better. I may have acquired a particular... memo from Joker, and she flicks it to you. She digitized it for her, so she'd have it so she could put it back. And do you look at it or do you want
to? Oh, absolutely. Wait,
okay. There's four or five bullet points. I'll decide it at the end. One, groom your teams to be able to handle any. Groom your teams to work towards their strengths. Let me know when you're ready for the next line.
Okay.
Identify their shortcomings. Test them against their weaknesses. We don't need monsters. We need capes. And I do have the fifth line now. We need surgeons. Or
scalpels.
We need scalpels, not sledgehammers.
So we know which teachers came in the boot.
Which team you mean?
I was referring to just Sledgehammer. Is he's one of the teachers.
Yeah, Sledgehammer. He is. Here's the thing. His name is Sledgehammer, but he has finesse for days because he's been doing it for 30 years and he knows his shit.
Mm-hmm.
XSAS, I mean, he knows his shit. So his power is maybe pure strength-based. He's not ever going to be the guy who's like, I'm just going to break through the wall. He's not Mr. Incredible. Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Incredible at the end of the series, not in the beginning. If that makes sense. Natalie. Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
I figured you'd appreciate that.
I got it.
Okay.
So do we want to...
Do you check in with Bridget? I mean, you could just message her real quick.
Oh, no. Not right now.
You trust that they're pretty much the same?
What?
The messages? It was a memo sent out to all the mentors.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going... be really glad you're not the other team.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You're thankful every day you're not on that team.
Every single day. Every single morning. I think, wow, I'm so glad I'm not on that team.
By the way, Sylph has attempted to, like, not hurt you, but cause you inconvenience.
I like to think, like,
on the daily.
For instance, like, if there's rain, if it's raining outside, she'll, like, find my umbrella and there'll be, like, slits in it.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
that those kind of shit. Minor that inconveniences.
Petty bullshit.
If there was, like, ice on the ground, she'd make sure that my path has no salt. Like, that kind of.
There hasn't been ice yet, but that does sound familiar. Though, actually, hold on. It's coming up on winter.
Yeah. We're at 9 weeks, right?
So this would be.
No, we have not hit 9 weeks because that's the semifinals.
Yeah.
We've not hit the 8th weekend yet because that's when we're going home to visit friends.
This is the weekend. This is the weekend going before. Into the 8th week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is week 7.
7, yeah. The end of week 7.
Yeah. So I'm not quite there yet. But, like, that dumb, petty bullshit.
It is all petty bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And, So as you guys kind of chat for a while and they ask questions about where you guys from, how'd you grow up, things like that. And you develop a bit of a bond that way just because you kind of commiserate, you know, you didn't grow up that differently.
I had no heroes, my timeline.
And Pebble said, my family doesn't believe in capes. So until recently again, or like I said, ancestor went missing. He was found again. He was a cape. That's why our family stopped believing in capes, because they didn't find him.
Okay.
So if he hadn't come back, I wouldn't have been able to come to school.
So which ancestor was that?
Oh, granite.
Yeah, okay.
Big guy made out of stone?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Probably.
That's a big chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, his team. His
yes, members, I've heard them all. You were in that group.
His teammates used to call him Gravel.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah. So, yeah, you have a nice conversation with them, and you realize that they're very. It's mostly just Ashley talking, aka Blueprint. August will speak when spoken to, or if you ask him to draw something, that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Did you tell us about the pin?
Which one was wearing the pin?
August.
I would have coded it to you earlier.
Okay. Roll intelligence. If you're going to fucking try and code shit right in front of a hyper-intelligent person.
In ASL.
Oh, then don't bother.
When it's just him and I facing each other and none of them looking our... between us.
Okay. Yeah, I can think that. Okay. You could also just send a fucking text message. Like,
they got an inventor that could intercept.
Not likely. It's much harder to do.
Then I texted.
Yeah.
And we would have been doing the private messaging apps that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of doing all the extra talking in the other languages.
I thought they were just being overtly rude in front of them. They were like,
wow. I was not trying to be. I completely forgot about anything like texting. Because
D&D, you're thinking languages. And also in combat, you can't be texting. It's too slow. But
I might be able to text, but they won't be able to receive it.
Well, they get it. It would speak in their ears and it would be delayed the next round.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys have a nice conversation. They're very friendly. You come back and there's barbecue on, and their mentor, who I should probably figure out who it is bitching that, you know, like, how did we lose sight of them for so long? She's like, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I was showing you this tree that has been really strange lately. Maybe it's something different. It's not the tree you were at. Like, and she's like, yeah, one of my guys can talk to trees, and apparently this one's like plotting our doom. Bridget is on your team. Holy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the burger's good. The veggie burger if you want that, or you know, it's a cookout. And the team, and they try and make you guys switch teams up, and there's a pretty much resounding no, it's our time, leave us alone. And a lot of the teams like paired up and they're very, very friendly now, but not like, hey, we're best buds, we're gonna do everything together, but like, hey, we could hang out. And they say, hey, next, and you're told that every 2 weekends this is gonna be what happens. They're gonna come together and you're gonna get to know a new team, and yes, you're gonna have to meet a different new team every time. And you're like, shit, how many times have we had to deal with the dumbasses? God damn it. 10 weeks? That's one. That's this semester. That's this year. Shit. But yeah, so you guys enjoy that time. And it's that night. What do you guys do? Do you have anything to do that night, or do you want to just let it be Sunday?
I say let it be Sunday.
Want to stroll around and see if we can find another zone?
That's right.
It's also a puzzle, and as you look at your brass plaque, it looks like words are slowly filling in. You've got like the very corner of a letter. It'll be a while before the puzzle, the word puzzle comes to fruition.
At some point on the next day, I want to go talk to Alchemistress.
Sure.
I figure I'll bring my chemistry friend with.
Well.
What, just because she likes me?
Yeah.
What are you going with them, Mirage? I mean, okay.
Because I'm looking for a catalyst, and she's probably the best option I have for one.
She takes one look at it and says, you're not looking for a chemical catalyst.
Oh. Yeah, you have... Okay, what would be your suggestion then?
Find something similar to it.
Like the Yeti blood?
No, that would be an alchemical catalyst. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're going to save a bunch of lives with those potions. You got yours, right? I gave those to you?
What? Yeah, the
cold resist. Cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was worth a shot. You know, I have any other ideas?
I don't really... I mean, yes, I do tech, but I do tech in how it relates to chemistry. You'd be better off speaking with... Well, and her face kind of goes dark. You'd be better off speaking with someone else.
Insight?
She's sad.
Okay.
She's here for a reason. And that it's less painful here. And you can get that from the way she talks. Like, when she thinks back to, like, then it's not now. She's very down. When she's here, she's okay. All right, so what else do you want to do, guys? Mirage, what are you trying to do?
Like, after we talk to...
Yeah, she has no relevant information for you.
I mean, is there anything new with Q? Because, like, every weekend I'm trying to, like, garner trust.
Yeah, Q is his new favorite form. He went from being, like, a blue jay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his new favorite form is that of a...
He liked being a cat for a while.
He's trying to copy Murphy, but Murphy didn't like that. It got him bit a few times, so he's not doing that anymore.
Yeah, being a copycat is not fun.
Literally copycat.
Actual copycat. I feel like he would be like a little leaky dog.
I want to say it's a corgi.
Oh, I was thinking...
with a heart-shaped butt.
Oh, God, what are they... What is... What it was... What was... the white... You never met this dog. It was like a fucking terrier. It was white terrier.
Like a Jack Russell kind of thing?
No, not a Jack Russell, but it's like a white terrier is what I'm thinking.
It's a corgi. He says...
Or a little Scottish.
He says, I can wiggle my butt. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Walking around. And then he turns into a bird, flaps onto the top of the couch, and then flips back into a corgi.
Mm-hmm. Sleeps. Mm-hmm. Anything?
I would like... He says, huh. Any chance you can get me some of those glowy purple berries?
Where were the glowy purple berries?
In the lab.
I have never been to the lab.
Huh. They were pretty tasty.
I don't think we've seen purple berries.
Hey, can I take a look at those blueprints?
It's only above ground. Doesn't show anything.
No below. Labs?
No. No labs.
Literally doesn't show anything under the ground. It shows that it's slab on grade. which you know is fucking impossible for a building that big.
So, maybe we should text our blueprint friend, see if she has blueprints of the underground. Ask if there's a...
Text Ashley, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said... She says, I can only get you within 30 foot of the outer wall. Anytime I try and use my power inside, it bounces back. And she shows there's, and she's found like two rooms about 25 feet down. Two voids. But she has nothing else besides that.
Not enough to really go on.
No.
Q, if I find a purple berry, I will make sure to bring them for you.
They got a glow, though.
The glowy purple berry.
You can try casting good berry.
I can give you a good berry, though.
Yeah, you're going to taste it. It's like a berry the size of a large, like a plum almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty. I'm not full and hungry, but it's not the berries I want.
I know.
My glowy purple berries. You're one of two things I missed from that time. And he goes.
Do you want to come with me to find your purple glowy berries?
Oh, no, I want you to find them for me.
I will try.
Okay.
I love purple glowy berries.
He's still chill besides that. Just like whenever you mention, like, what do you want? He's like, the glowy purple berries.
You know what would really hit the spot right now is some purple glowy berries.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do that weekend? Because, you know, the last week is where you're going to come up on a mid-semester kind of thing. Okay. So, that week ends, and it's, you know, it's pretty nice. You guys kind of take some downtime for once. Relax. A hard week of training and learning how your powers work and learning how other shit works. And it comes time for the assessment, and it is... one massive written test, and you are not anticipating that for an assessment.
So random.
I'm gonna have you roll me. I'm sorry. It's there's a written portion and then a powered portion. I need pick a skill, and then pick an int based skill. You want to roll for the written portion, and then pick and then use your power check for the second portion.
Okay. Investigation. Right?
It based, yeah. Over.
Technology.
Well, that also works.
Guidance.
Yes, you can both guidance yourselves.
Or you can get guidance art, because he has bonuses.
I'm getting guidance art.
I'm a guidance art.
You can only benefit from it once. So.
Nobody has two different skills he's using. One, we're powering, guiding his intelligence skill, and then guiding his power skill.
You guys are just teaming up to make a super art. I love it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Why not?
It's like, I'm not mad.
So you go, I go first?
Oh.
Let's just roll them at the same time.
Tech, magic.
Just roll individually. Roll the first exam.
Plus two to art.
Right. Which int skill are you using?
I am actually using nature.
I had a feeling.
Wait, you have nature? Really?
plus two?
Yep.
So 17.
Okay. Natalie, how'd you do?
I rolled investigation 15 plus 6 for 21.
Okay.
I rolled tech. I rolled an 18 plus 9 for 27.
Yeah. You guys crushed that first section because it is a group exam. So you guys are working together on it. And then you're basically told that here is a cube. Reinforce this as best you can. And if you have something interesting you think of, I might give you advantage. How would you reinforce a cube?
Prestidigitation to clean it first. And then I test it to see if it has technology in it so I can streamline it with my Magitech.
There is tech inside it.
I will streamline the technology in it and maybe have it create a magnetic field to help hold itself together.
I like it. Okay.
You keep looking at me.
Make it invisible.
I was literally going to say illusion to make it invisible.
You can also just make an illusion on it that it looks like something totally different, like a bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that.
Gee, and then the entangle.
So it feels like a bush, too.
That would fucking work. All right, so I'm going to let those two tag team. They can both, you both roll at whoever has a higher bonus. And then you can roll with advantage just for yourself.
Plus seven.
I believe I'm going to be at plus eight because of...
So you both roll at his eight.
And you said you're going to guidance him this time.
And I'm going to guidance. But also, I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, then...
And then I'm adding two.
You can roll if you want to, or roll for another 20.
Oh, he's rolling to help me out because I'm not going to do well with it.
Wait,
15 on the die.
Could I guidance you?
We already discussed.
All right, fine. It was.
You're the four, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what's your plus eight? You have a 32.
Yeah.
The proctor comes over and says, "Where?
And a 24.
Where'd it go?
There's a bush.
Where'd it go?
Did you transform it?
Sure. Why would we do that?
I don't know. I was confused too. Our sensors are saying there's a bush there.
Yeah. There's a bush there.
He touches. That's a wall. Ow. It's a wall. Okay. Good job. Thank you. And then
24.
Yeah. It's seriously. You tighten up its internal structure. You guys pass with flying colors. What team do you think fails this?
11.
Except for
Gravity Girl.
It's Galaxy Gal.
I butchered it several times and now it's stuck on people's minds.
I also wrote Gravity Girl on here and Paul thinks that's hilarious. So he likes to enunciate Galaxy Girl.
Galaxy Gal.
Gal.
G-A-L. Though she's probably going to change that. Anyway, you guys passed with flying colors. It was a pass-fail and that team fails. Team 4 crushes it.
I figured 11 would have crushed it with their brute strength.
They would, breaking it, yes.
Yeah.
And so that's how that goes. It goes very well. You guys have a good time at watching other teams fail because you were team 1, and it's in the heats of 3. So, and you watch team 11 absolutely butcher it as they say, "We're just going to stand by it and defend it." While Galaxy Girls is like making it float in the air to like float away from her loser teammates. And that's it. You guys crushed the midterm, the mid-semester final, and you are told that next week is going to be shore leave. And essentially you're going to, to foster team building. You're going to essentially, it's going to be a long weekend. You're going to get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and you're going to go one day per group. One day per set of parents or family members. You're going to have to go together.
Okay. So them three or two would join me with my family.
Correct.
And then I'd join them with theirs.
And then the next morning you'd take a teleport pod to go to the next one. And then you'd spend the day with them. And then the next morning, teleport pod. And then I teleport back here. Mm-hmm. Or the next morning you teleport back here for class. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right then.
And as you guys contemplate what the fuck you're going to do with your families, it's time to end. Good night.